欢迎来到卡卡课堂， I'm Jessica。 中国有句古话叫做小石头扔大石头惊，说的是孩子在小的时候的偷窃行为呢，如果不加以制止和管教的话，会让他在成年的时候走上犯罪的道路。但如果孩子真的有这种偷窃的行为该怎么办呢？其实有很多种处理方式，但是在下面这个故事里，辅导员呢在得知孩子的偷窃行为之后，并没有当面的指责或是惩罚，而是想到另外的方法，不仅避免了孩子之间的伤害还有摩擦，而且呢让有偷盗行为的孩子也改邪归正。在我们完整听这个故事之前，有几个单词需要提前学习一下。第一个 remainder 指的是剩余物或者剩余的人， counselor 顾问或者辅导员。第三个 resent 指的是很憎恨很憎恶的意思， protest 或者读作 protest 指的是抗议的意思。还有一个单词 jackknife 就指的是折刀了。接下来我们就来听这个故事。
The stolen biscuits or cookies. A small boy at summer camp received a large package of cookies in the mail from his mother. He ate a few and placed the remainder under his bed. The next day, after lunch, he went to his tent to get a cookie. The box was gone. That afternoon, a camp counselor, who had been told of the theft, saw another boy sitting behind a tree eating the stolen cookies. That young man, he said himself, must be taught not to steal. He returned to the group and sought out the boy whose cookies had been stolen. Billy, he said, I know who stole your cookies. Will you help me teach him a lesson?
Well, yes, but aren't you going to punish him? Asked the puzzled boy.
No.That will only make him resent and hate you, the counselor explained. I want you to call your mother and ask her to send you another box of cookies. The boy did, as the counselor asked, and a few days later received another box of cookies in the mail. Now, said the counselor, the boy who stole your cookies is down by the lake. Go down there and share your cookies with him.
But,
protested the boy,
he's the thief.
I know, but try it, see what happens. Half an hour later, the camp counselor saw the two come up the hill, arm in arm. The boy who had stolen the cookies was earnestly trying to get the other to accept his jackknife in payment for the stolen cookies. And the victim was just as earnestly refusing the gift from his new friend, saying that a few old cookies weren't that important anyway.